Many people are familiar with Fort Snelling perched on the bluff above the Mississippi, but the historic district stretches beyond the old fortress. A couple hundred acres are dotted with boarded up brick or wooden buildings, some with weeds around their edges. Larry Peterson, an engineer for the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board, pauses at a mound of electrical transformers inside horse stables set for demolition.
I couldn't tell you who piled these here. I don't know if it was the government or some other user. You know, they wound up here. We bought the property. We have to deal with them now.
The park board purchased this parcel of Fort Snelling just weeks ago from the federal government. Soon, it'll likely acquire the old cavalry drill hall, where soldiers once trained their horses to pull cannon. The plan is to use both properties, some of their structures, and the adjacent open field for a $12 million sports facility. It calls for tearing down five buildings and restoring five others. That's the reality of the park board's plan. But Superintendent Don Siegelko says there's been a lot of misinformation.
When other groups that don't like this development are saying that we're out going to destroy historic structures, I think when they go around and tell people that know and have worked with us, they're kind of saying, well, that doesn't even make sense to us.
But critics say they have a right to be worried. State Preservation Compliance Officer Dennis Gemmestead says everything was gone in the first design he saw. Despite the revised proposal, he wonders if it will disturb what he calls the historic landscape.
The point is the area still is basically a expanse of open space that really provides some breathing room for those buildings, that gives those buildings a certain amount of ceremonial position that they occupy with that kind of expansive space in front of them.
Fort Snelling has many historic designations, including one as a National Historic Landmark. Its historic athletic past makes the park board's proposal more compatible than, say, airport expansion or highway development. Stephen Osman is the Fort Snelling site manager and a local historian. Standing inside the busy Fort Snelling exhibit hall, he says the fort was once the country club of the Army.
In the 1920s and 30s, the Army had a very strong emphasis on competitive team sports for its enlisted soldiers. There were baseball games out here all the time. In the winter, the 3rd Infantry learned how to ski and how to snowshoe, and the facilities here at Fort Snelling were excellent.
Fort Snelling's large grassy field was also used for parades and maneuvers. Later it became the polo grounds, where officers competed on horseback. Today, the park board leases the grounds from the Department of Natural Resources and would like to renew its lease to build softball and baseball diamonds while leaving some playing fields for soccer, rugby, and ultimate frisbee. There hasn't been a polo match here in 60 years, and the park board has no provisions for horse riding. A recently formed group called the Fort Snelling Equestrian Center Task Force wants to change that. James Stapleton and Samantha Madsen are preparing to take their mare, Yolanta, from stables in Afton to north of Stillwater. They'd rather take her to Fort Snelling, but so far the park board has rejected that possibility. Stapleton says Fort Snelling's equestrian past makes it perfect for an urban horse riding center.
We've been able to get away with that one for a long time because the country used to be so close to the Twin Cities. And now the last 10, 15 years, urban sprawl has pushed the areas further and further out and has made having an equestrian experience more difficult for people who grew up in the city.
The horse group is not likely to get its way because it doesn't have any funding. The park board, on the other hand, is going to advance $1 million for development along the shoreline to serve the sports complex and the boarded-up buildings the DNR has slated for charter schools and other uses. DNR's Lee Markell worked on a reuse study of Fort Snelling's upper bluff. The DNR is not selling out to the park board, he says, because there's a $44 million price tag to upgrade and preserve the buildings on their land.
The waterline project, even at $750,000 or $1 million, is not a huge percentage there, a percent or two of that whole cost. So right now it seems like it's an enormous cost, but compared to the rest of the rehab costs, it's not much. But we definitely need it to get the project going.
There are further complications. The DNR received its 141 acres at Fort Snelling in 1971 through the Federal Lands to Parks Program. run by the National Park Service. The federal agency in March wrote a four-page letter to the DNR and other state and local officials, reminding them of the land's deed restrictions. If the DNR wants to go forward with the Park Board's athletic dreams, then it must work through the National Park Service. Lands to Parks Program Manager John Kelly signed the letter. Kelly says the land can be used for recreation purposes, but only while maintaining its historic integrity.
And that can certainly be a conflict, and I think that's what we're confronting here with the proposals from the Park Board, is that perhaps even though they're proposing a recreational use, that might not fit in, or the degree of development that they're proposing may not fit in with the historic preservation requirement.
Meaning the lighting, fencing, and other amenities for modern ballparks. Most agree there is a shortage of sports facilities in Minneapolis and St. Paul. There's just no common vision as to what those facilities should be. Ultimate Frisbee player Chris Dufferin sees the most urgent need as having more, not less, open field space. He hesitates when it comes to sharing turf with horses and balks at the idea of fenced ball diamonds.
That's a big concern for us because it takes away a lot of the open space and it makes it pretty impossible to run 8, 9, 10 games at a time like we have been doing for our summer league. So we're going to have to find possibly other space or something on those nights.
If not for the ballparks and the equestrian uprising, the Minneapolis Park and Recreation Board would probably have an easier time of making its vision a reality. The DNR's backing is strong. Meanwhile, preservation supporters are caught between changing a historic landscape and embracing a path that may lead to long-awaited preservation at Fort Snelling. I'm Lynette Nyman, Minnesota Public Radio.